So I'd like to spend this time giving a guided, more breath-oriented awareness, which can be done just as well sitting or lying. And we might just begin gently bringing the awareness into the belly area, lower belly. And it's always possible, as I speak of a certain area, to place our hands, our fingers there. Just to bring that extra intelligence and sensitivity. So with a sense of just moving closer to the coastline so that we can feel what sweeps in and what seeps out, what rises and what lowering spreads, and feel it from within the belly or even from the ground, as if we were just below ourselves or we had another hand just behind. Or under the pelvis or behind the back. And it's equally possible just to stay with the completely natural breath that's happening, particularly if it's present and comfortable. And it's also possible to just pay slightly more attention to the leaving of the breath, to the out-breath. And maybe lingering just to catch that final last drops of breath leaving and staying there just another moment or two. Before allowing the in-breath to come back in. Then we could add to this with the out breath, the exhalation, just a slight contracting or balling up of the pelvis, of the pelvic muscles. So sphincter muscles maybe, or just everything together. But very slightly, so breath coming out anyway, being an ingathering of that lowest part in us. And then as the breath comes in, everything can open, soften, and relax. Rediscover gravity. Allowing the bones to rediscover gravity, sitting or lying. So really kind of enhancing one aspect of the natural pulse of the body. Just that natural open, expand, contract, and ingather. And just playing with a sense of giving equal attention to both aspects. The one possibly being slightly more active, the other being possibly slightly more a letting go, an allowing, and both precious. And then we could move the attention, and again this could be also with the fingers, but we could move the attention to just a very particular point below the navel, maybe a few fingers below the navel. So we could place a couple of fingers there, or the hand. And as we notice that flowing out of breath, a sense of that, just a sense of the potency of that place in the body, just presence, maybe with fingers, or just our own sensitivity localized, and with the out-breath, a soft, gradual coming in of that place in the body toward the back. And inhaling a widening of the back. So it could be that image that's been going around of the stone being dropped into the still pool. So even lying or sitting, still that's the entry point for that stone. And it takes a while to arrive at the bottom, which is the back, and then the ripples come out, and that's the in-breath. So slow sinking with the out-breath, a kind of natural dimple in the body, front going back, and then inhaling, expanding waves, widening in the back. We could move up to the next point, which is just below the diaphragm, just below the breastbone cage, between the lower ribs, that soft space, solar plexus, as just another place to be aware of, to feel, fingers, mind, attention, sensing. And then exhaling that backward movement happening there. The stone slowly dropping. And the inhalation filling the space of the lungs and the heart and the chest. Filling the space between the shoulder blades. And then the next place on the body further up is that soft recess at the base of the throat, already something of a dimple. When we could touch it with our fingers or not. And exhaling, really relax the face and the jaw, loosen the jaw and the tongue, and see if a small stone could also drop from the base of the throat to the back of the neck. And the inhalation, just feeling through the nostrils into the space of the head, filling, refreshing the space of the head, around the brain and behind the brain. And then, kind of having made a little sketch of points along the line of the spine, we move out to remember the one-celled creature, the one-celled organism, and sensing the inhale, exhale in the widest way, as if almost ignoring that there are arms and there are legs and there are so many complexities and diversities, and just with the exhalation, all the surface of the body centrifugally comes in toward the spine, toward that axis, and inhaling, the direction is reversed and there's an expansion from the center toward the periphery, toward the surface. So just a description of the way a cell might breathe. Exhaling, everything coming in toward its center, and inhaling, everything ballooning out in every direction. And something in us senses that spine electric, or spine jewels along a chain or snake. And then giving some attention to right and left. So we could just imagine that line, that living axis, and just feel into everything to the right and then everything to the left in its difference, in its natural difference. And then allow ourselves to give all the attention to the right side. Just noting for a moment the right foot and leg and back, lower back, shoulder, belly, and inner front organs, and side of the face and head. And in that one cell breathing, just feel that happening on the right side more. Right nostril. And then we could try to use the momentum of this slightly deeper breathing or natural breathing, or if we wish, coming back to slightly elongating the exhalations to create wider momentum. And with the inhalations, almost paint the right side. So maybe concentrating on the torso and starting from the lower part, the pelvis, lower back. So every successive wave of in-breath, and we color in or fill in the space. And as it fills, it can rise. So filling in that bowl of the pelvis on the right side and then moving up toward the waistline. And the next breath can move up to the side ribs. And a sense of lingering where we might want to. And also a sense of sweeping, of not making too much of areas that are less comfortable or can't really be felt. And being comfortable with how much is sensation, how much is imagined, and where images come, and that being fine. And moving the breath up into the shoulder, girdle, and the inside of the shoulder and the armpit, and rising up toward neck on the right side, and into the organs of the face on the right side, so the eye socket and the ear, inner ear, jaw and temple, and back of head. Nasal passage, right side. Like a kind of soft, light sculpture, energy sculpture, filling the mold. Reaching the top. And again, just allowing a few breaths of that whole right side. And moving to the left side and just starting low in the parts of the pelvis we can feel, front and back, lower back, left side of that bowl, something can really rest on the exhalations, rest and sink and touch ground, and then fill again, billow out, that three-dimensional sculpting with light, with energy. Filling and rising, maybe like smoke in a good way. But where some internal law is helping that rising happen successively to fill the ribs on the side and back. And chest. And the space of the shoulder. And the neck and throat. And in it, just the simplicity of something in us touching something in us, making contact. Not being neither too shy nor too demanding. To just feel what we can feel and what we can't feel and what feels better. And up into the left side of the head. Touching the space of the ear and the eye and the mouth. And up back behind the brain. All the available space. And then just stepping back to the whole left side. And then coming, allowing for some attention to the feet and the legs, we could maybe starting with the right, also possible with the left, so whatever you choose, but as if on the inhalation we would be pulling some flowing and soft scarf right through the sole of maybe the right foot, through the leg sleeve, and into the pelvis. And then exhaling, we would pull it out through the left leg, right through the sole of the foot, and it's out again. So there's maybe a beat or two where the scarf is out before the next inhalation. And the scarf is just trailing and picking up little drops of sensation as it goes, as it flows through foot, ankle, lower leg, knee, thigh, into the pelvis, exhaling through the other leg out. And maybe bringing some of those sensations gathered releasing them into the other. So gathering and distributing, gathering and distributing. Meeting at the center in the body, in the lower body. Just points of life, of aliveness that we can sense. And it's possible to reverse the direction also, just if you wish, starting with the other leg. And we could do something very similar with the arms. And it could be that naturally the hands are touching and the circuit would be closed, but it doesn't have to be that. So again, it could be that with the inhalation, sensation begins right through the palm of the hand and floats up through the inner hollow of the arm, lower the forearm and the upper arm, and arrives at this great chamber of the chest where the heart and the lungs are, and then flows out through the other arm and right through the palm. So we could begin either right to the left or left to the right. And the direction could be reversed if you wish. And then maybe just staying with a sense of the hands by themselves. No special kind of breathing, but awareness resting on the waves of breath and the way in which the hands, maybe specifically even the skin of the hands, are breathing. Maybe the very aware of the very center of the palms. And bringing the awareness to the feet, maybe specifically the soles and the arches of the feet, and the way that the rise and fall, ebb and flow, the tide of breath touches the feet or the feet participate, maybe the skin. Maybe just the subtlest widening of the arches at the inhale or at the exhale. And gently to the face, the skin of the face. Maybe just the slightest sense of the pores opening and contracting, participating in that pulse as everything else can do. Sensing into what is happening, what can be sensed in the sockets of the eyes and in the nostrils and the mouth. And maybe the mouth itself, but also the structure of the jaw. Maybe also ears. into the throat area for a moment too. Allowing the awareness like a big cloth spreading out, or a big shawl, just as we get up to come behind us, the back body, all of the back body, lying or sitting. A kind of fabric that's sensitive to the subtlest movement of breath. Touches our skin in the back body, that is maybe the ground we lie on. Letting the breath be just as it is. Like a soft and powerful hum of background, charging life. Our own and all. Impersonal, universal, present.